Wesco 4A, it's we might have a changing of the guard this year, finally. Lake Stevens has won that league 3 years in a row. They're certainly going to be one of the contenders. I think they're a top team. But the team on paper that I really like right now is the Monroe Bearcats.
Mm-hmm.
Monroe brings back a quarterback in Zach Zimmerman, who started last year. And, Steve, for those that follow the quarterbacking scene in the Northwest, he was one of the Northwest Nine this year.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, yeah, he's having a great offseason, had a nice season last year as well. He was second-team all-conference. So he comes back. He's got J.J. Jerome to hand the ball to, and Jerome's a big running back who can get you with some speed. He can also put his shoulder down and run you over. He was a first-team all-leaguer last year. He's probably one of the top, if not the top, running back to come back in the league. One of his blockers up front, his only all-league blocker from last year, and really the only all-league blocker to return in the entire conference. Everybody else was seniors. His main blocker is Josh Jerome. Name sounds familiar. It's his quote-unquote little brother, if you will, and he's not so little. So Josh is going to block for him. He's got some nice linemen up front. He's got the Isaiahs to work with as well. We've got Isaiah Cole, who is a receiver. First-team return specialist last year in conference and was a second-team all-league wide receiver. You've also got Isaiah Lewis, who is going to play on both sides of the football. Lewis, as a defensive end last year, as a sophomore, was all-league, 7.5 sacks, 13 tackles for a loss, and recovered 3 fumbles. So he's going to be back in his defensive end position, but he's also a threat on offense. They'll use him a lot in the passing game. And Blake Bingham, who was an all-league defensive back last year, who's also a wide receiver. So Monroe, very balanced. Michael Bumpus is the head football coach, and that name might sound familiar to a few folks. He was a former Washington State Cougar wide receiver, also played briefly with the Seattle Seahawks. So he's got a very nice squad, and they look like they're the team to beat right now.
Definitely. They've been kind of flying under the radar the last few years, but they've put together a few good seasons. Any other teams in the 4A?
Yeah, we've got a new team to 4A this year. The Glacier Peak Grizzlies, who were a 3A team the previous years, they've moved up to 4A, and they're always a tough team. They've got a quarterback, Aiden Ziomas, who is a sophomore this year.
Right.
Started as a freshman and was really one of the top quarterbacks in the area, and he's only has room to grow at this point. He's going to be a really nice quarterback. He returns Colton Bunt, who was an all-league wide receiver last year. He's listed as a wide receiver, but he's going to carry the ball quite a few times as well, and he's got some speed. So look out if he gets into the open. And you've got some offensive linemen that will return. You've got Malachi Fafita, a player who was all-league last year. He's from the Fafita family. His brother Mo is playing football at Air Force, and they've always been a big name up there. And Jacob Elvig is another player to look out for, a defensive end who – had a nice season last year as a junior who's returning, and Ricky Krantz, another player for Glacier Peak on the defensive side of things that gets it done. Like I said, the Grizzlies are always tough. A little adjustment for them moving up to 4A, but on paper they certainly look good. And I already mentioned Lake Stevens, and I guess the elephant in the room, if you will, is the fact that Jacob Eason is no longer there.
Right.
Eason, the All-American quarterback, who is now at the University of Georgia, he leaves that spot vacant after 3 years. And Connor Bardot has the unenviable task of replacing him. But I'll tell you what, Steve, I've been out to some of the 7-on-7 drills and seen them in scrimmages, and Bardot looks good.
I've seen him too. I agree.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously tough to replace a legend in Eason, but I think Bardot seems like he's got a pretty good grasp on things right now. He does have an all-Wesco returning wide receiver coming back in Hunter Ekstrom. They've still got plenty of talent there on the offensive side of things. They've got a nice-looking line, and I think Lake Stevens is a team to look out for. Another team I want to throw in there is Jackson. The Timberwolves are always a strong team. They've been in a little bit of a rebuild mode over the last couple of years, but they've got 6 or 7 players on their team right now that are starting as seniors who have been in the starting lineup since their sophomore year, have a quarterback returning in Jordy Gracich, all-league tight end in Marcus Sullivan, and Brad Borders, a nice little running back who played very well last year and was an all-league defensive back. So really, Jackson's another team to look out for.